It was a few days before Christmas. A woman woke up one morning and told her husband, "I just dreamed that you gave me a diamond necklace for Christmas." What do you think this dream means? Her husband replied, "Oh, you will know the day after tomorrow." The next morning, she turned to her husband again and said she had the same dream and received the same reply. On third morning, the woman woke up and smiled at her husband and said, "I just dreamed again that you gave me the diamond necklace for Christmas." What do you think this dream means? He smiled back and said, "You will know tonight." That evening, the man came home with a small package and presented it to his wife. She was delighted, and she opened it gently. And when she did, she found a book. And the book's title was "The Meaning of Dreams." My dear friends, today's gospel tells us how Joseph had a dream and how he reacted to it. On this fourth and last Sunday of Advent, we all are busy preparing for Christmas. A lot of preparation had to be made for the first Christmas also by Mary and Joseph. Today's gospel focuses on the preparation made by Joseph for that first Christmas. It was a most difficult preparation for him. While Mary is featured prominently in Luke's gospel, the account of Jesus' birth bring Joseph to the forefront, because Jesus becomes part of David's lineage through Joseph. And Luke tells us of Mary's obedience, but Matthew tells us of Joseph's obedience. Luke tells the story of the angel's appearance to Mary, but Matthew tells us only that the child was born from the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, God spoke to Joseph through dreams and prepared him for the birth of Jesus. Joseph heard God while he slept. The gospel tells us of four dreams. There were calls from God, but they were not easy to accept. After each dream, Joseph had to change his plans in order to follow the mysterious plans of God. In the first dream, Joseph is told not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife because she was conceived by the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, Joseph recognized God's voice in the dreams. Joseph said yes to God's plan. As a result of saying yes to God's will and God's plan, Joseph became the father of Messiah. It is through Joseph Jesus will be of the house and lineage of David. Mary's role is to bear a son, and Joseph's role is to name him. By naming him, Joseph makes Jesus his son and brings him into the house of David. Joseph's obedience allows Jesus to be adopted as the true son of David. It is Mary's role that allows Jesus to be born son of God. In spite of his earlier decision to divorce Mary quietly, Joseph obediently took her as his wife and claimed her son as his own by naming him. My dear friends, Joseph nurtured, protected, watched over, and loved both Mary and her son Jesus. In the second dream, Joseph is warned to leave Bethlehem and flee to Egypt to save the life of his family. While in Egypt, Joseph had the third dream, where he learns that it is safe to return to Israel. Finally, in the fourth dream, he is again warned of danger and traveled to Galilee, Nazareth, instead of back to Judea. My dear friends, Saint Joseph is an outstanding example of acceptance of God's plans. After each of the four angelic apparitions in his dreams, Joseph obeys the angel's commands without question or pause. He was never reluctant or resigned to God's plan. We never hear Saint Joseph speak in the Bible, but he was always listening, and he was certainly a man of action. With only the certainty of a dream, he leads his small family across deserts and foreign lands to safety. My dear friends, it was Joseph who found the stable where the baby Jesus would be born. No doubt, it was Joseph who cleaned it up and prepared it for Mary and Jesus, since we know that Mary was about to give birth. Joseph protected the family, guarded them, and cared for their safety, comfort, and well-being. Joseph relied on God alone and trusted in him absolutely. Joseph, through trust and faith in God, accepted his mission as the foster father of Son of God. My dear friends, as we prepare for the Christmas, we can turn to Joseph, asking his help so that we can prepare our hearts in faith to be worthy mangers to receive Jesus. May God bless you.